The Katra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge, Simplified. Your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI. Welcome, Curious Minds.
Today, we are really undertaking a fascinating deep dive. We're looking into the architecture of the human spirit.
Yeah, the very nature of personality itself.
And we're not talking about, you know, pop psychology here. This is about the rigorous science behind the traits that define who we are.
That's right. For a long time, personality psychology used the big five: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism, mostly as, well, descriptive labels.
Just boxes to put people in.
Kind of. But our focus today is on the work of Dr. Colin DeYoung. He took those labels and really turned them into a deeply scientific, quantifiable system.
Okay, so our mission in this deep dive is to get our heads around DeYoung's groundbreaking cybernetic big five theory. CB5T.
CB5T, exactly. And the point isn't just knowing what your personality traits are. It's about understanding the underlying machinery that drives them.
The how and why, precisely. The core insight from his work is that personality isn't some, you know, mysterious fixed thing. It's actually a functional system. It's designed for goal pursuit.
So if you feel like your personality kind of dictates everything, your career, your relationships.
Yeah, DeYoung's work gives you the scientific explanation for why that feels true.
And the relevance for you, the listener, is just huge then. This offers a really precise, scientifically validated framework for understanding the biological basis, the psychological basis of your own behavior.
It's genuinely like a shortcut to self-knowledge. A scientifically backed one.
Okay, so let's talk about the mind behind this pretty radical shift. Who is Dr. Colin DeYoung?
Well, he's a distinguished professor of psychology at the University of Minnesota. He's really considered a world-leading expert in personality psychology and individual differences.
What I find remarkable, and you touched on this, is that he doesn't just theorize. He has this dual expertise.
Right.
The theoretical foundation and cutting-edge neuroscience.
He's the ultimate bridge builder in the field, you could say. He uses these sophisticated methods like neuroimaging, genetic studies, to physically show how the big five manifest in the brain and its structure and function.
So he's taking this abstract idea like extroversion and actually pointing to the neural circuits involved.
Exactly that. He's making it tangible.
And that seems to be what makes his perspective so distinctive. It's that jump from description, just naming things, to explanation.
Absolutely. While the big five model itself is, you know, pretty well known, DeYoung is the main architect of the CB5T. He moved the field beyond just asking what traits exist.
To asking why they exist.
Yes, rooting them in brain function and, importantly, in evolutionary purpose.
Which I guess is the foundation of his central thesis then.
It is. The Big Five aren't just random labels somebody came up with. They're fundamental psychological systems that evolved because, well, they helped our ancestors solve universal problems.
Problems related to survival and reproduction, like finding a mate, cooperating, getting things done.
Precisely. These traits are essentially the evolved tools we use to do the, let's call it, the work of living.
Okay.
And the cybernetic Big Five theory, CB5T, it reframes personality entirely around this idea of goal-directed systems.
Goal-directed. So it's about what we're trying to achieve.
Yes. It treats personality like the brain's essential operating system settings, basically determining how we navigate the world while we're pursuing our goals.
Ah, the user manual for the human operating system. I like that analogy.
It fits, doesn't it?
It really does. So the book itself provides this evidence-based framework that sounds incredibly thorough. It covers history, neurobiology, practical applications, relationships, careers.
Everything. Yeah. And the aim is really to demystify personality, but with scientific rigor and accessibility.
Okay, so let's get into that rigor. It starts with refinement, you said. The big five are good, but maybe a bit blunt.
Yeah, exactly. They're excellent, but often too broad to capture, you know, the complexity of real people. Mm. DeYoung recognized this, and so he introduced the concept of the 10 aspects.
The 10 aspects. This is where we get more clarity, I imagine.
That's the idea. He argues that each of the five broad traits actually splits into two subtraits. And this helps resolve a lot of those common sort of paradoxes we see in people.
Like going from standard definition TV to high definition.
That's a great way to put it. For instance, extroversion. It splits into assertiveness.
Okay, like the drive, dominance, leadership, maybe.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And the other part is enthusiasm.
Which is more the exuberance, the joy, the social buzz.
Exactly. The
That
warmth, the connection seeking.
immediately makes sense. You could have someone who's quiet, maybe reserved, but really influential and goal-driven, high assertiveness, low enthusiasm.
Perfectly possible.
Yeah.
And it works across the board. Like conscientiousness splits too.
Into what?
Into industriousness, that's like the pure work ethic, self-discipline, and orderliness.
Ah, so neatness, structure, liking routines.
Right.
That totally explains the messy genius stereotype. Someone high in industriousness, they'll absolutely get the job done right.
Definitely. But if they're low on orderliness, their desk might look like a, well.
A biohazard zone. Yeah, I know the type. And even neuroticism splits.
It does. Into volatility, think emotional ups and downs, reactivity and withdrawal, which is more about anxiety, depression, susceptibility to stress. It gives a much richer picture.
Okay, so that maps the traits with more detail. But how do they actually work? You mentioned cybernetics.
Right. To understand that dynamic functioning, how these traits operate moment to moment, we borrow that term from engineering, cybernetics.
Cybernetics sounds complicated. Can you break that down simply for personality?
It's actually simpler than it sounds in this context. Cybernetics is basically the study of how systems achieve and maintain goals.
Goals again.
Always goals. And they do it via feedback. Think of a really simple feedback loop.
Like a thermostat.
Perfect example. The system acts, the heater turns on, it perceives the outcome, the room gets warmer, it compares that outcome to its goal, the set temperature, and then it adjusts, turns the heater off.
Got it. So our personality traits are like the stable settings on our internal thermostat, dictating how fast we chase goals, how sensitive we are to, say, negative feedback, how quickly we adjust.
You've got it. That's the core idea. And once you view personality through that goal-directed lens, the whole structure starts to organize itself really neatly. It falls into these two super factors or meta
Meta
traits.
traits. Okay.
DeYoung argues that life's fundamental challenge for any organism, really, is balancing exploration versus exploitation.
Exploring new things versus sticking with what works. That makes sense.
And these two meta traits map onto that challenge.
So what are they?
They are plasticity and stability.
Okay, plasticity.
Plasticity groups together
Yeah.
extroversion and openness and all. This is the tendency to explore. It's like the engine generating new ideas, new connections, new strategies. It pushes you towards novelty and opportunities.
So it's about change, adaptation, seeking the new.
Right. And then there's stability,
Which
which is
is.
stability is made up of conscientiousness, agreeableness, and neuroticism, reversed so. Emotional stability. This is the tendency to exploit. To execute what's already working. It's the anchor.
The anchor. How so?
It protects your existing goals from disruption, from distraction, from threats. It keeps you on track.
Ah, I see. So if plasticity is kind of the accelerator driving you toward new things,
Yeah.
stability is like the brake in the steering system, making sure you actually follow through, execute effectively, and don't, crash into problems.
That's a really good analogy. It captured the balance.
And this framework, it puts the big five into a coherent structure, explains why we need all five. They're essential functions for navigating life.
Exactly. They map onto necessary functions.
Let's do that quick map again, just to nail it down, linking the trait to its functional role.
Okay. Neuroticism, that's the system for sensing threat and punishment. It drives avoidance, keeps you safe.
Makes sense. Agreeableness.
That governs social cooperation. Aligning your goals with others, maintaining group harmony, avoiding conflict. Crucial for a social species.
Right. Conscientiousness.
That governs focused goal pursuit. It's the effortful control you need for long-term plans, delaying gratification.
The get-it-done trait. And finally, openness intellect.
That governs cognitive exploration. The drive to update your understanding of the world, generate new ideas, be creative, keep the mental map current.
It's like the logic puzzle of the mind finally clicking together.
It really feels like that. And what makes this model so solid, so convincing, is the tie-in to biology.
Right, the neuroscience, making the abstract concrete.
Exactly. When you look at neurochemistry, it lines up.
So how exactly are these meta traits linked to the brain? Plasticity first.
Okay, plasticity, that engine of exploration we talked about,
Yeah.
it seems to be primarily fueled by the dopaminergic system.
Dopamine, the reward
Well,
chemical.
it's more the wanting or seeking chemical,
Yeah,
motivation.
that's
It
true.
pushes us to seek rewards, novelty, pursue those new goals. It energizes exploration.
Got it. And stability, the anchor, the execution part.
That seems strongly linked to serotonin,
Serotonin.
often associated with mood, right?
It is, but functionally here, think of it as helping you regulate to kind of hit the brakes on distraction or emotional overreaction. It helps inhibit disruptive impulses.
So it allows you to stay focused, calm, maintain those stable goals you're already working on.
In simple terms, yes. When you feel focused and, you know, emotionally steady, that system is likely working well to stabilize your goal pursuit.
Wow. It's actually incredible that we can connect the psychological structure of something like ambition or maybe anxiety directly to the balance of dopamine and serotonin in the brain.
It grounds it in biology, makes it feel less arbitrary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which brings us nicely to some of the core wisdom, the key themes we can take away from all this research.
Yeah, there are some really important messages here.
What's the first big one? Theme one, personality is science, not pseudoscience. DeYoung is really adamant about this. The big five, especially refined into the 10 aspects and explained by CB5T, is reliable. It's backed by decades of rigorous cross-cultural research.
Which gives it a level of confidence that's just, well, missing from a lot of popular personality tests or systems out there, right?
Completely missing. This is built on solid evidence.
And knowing that provides confidence in the next theme, I guess.
It does. Theme two. Traits are tools, not destiny. Your traits are stable predispositions, yes. They're your starting point, as the source material nicely puts it.
I'm not a cage.
Not a cage at all. Knowing you have, say, high assertiveness empowers you. You can seek out roles where that trait is actually useful, even rewarded.
Instead of trying to force yourself into a role that just doesn't fit your natural settings.
Exactly. Awareness enhances your personal agency. It doesn't limit it.
Okay, and the third theme?
Theme three, the adaptive value of diversity. This is really important. There is no single perfect personality profile.
We need all kinds.
We do. Different configurations. The hypervigilant person high in neuroticism, the supersocial extrovert, the highly structured, conscientious person, they all serve different necessary functions for human groups throughout our evolutionary history.
That last theme really promotes acceptance, doesn't it, of ourselves and others?
It absolutely does. It reframes personality variation not as a collection of flaws to be fixed, but as an evolutionary strength for the species as a whole.
Yeah, that's a powerful shift in perspective.
And the work itself is full of this kind of wisdom, often captured in really succinct, memorable statements.
Let's talk about some of those notable quotes or key ideas. You mentioned one earlier about the user manual.
Yes, that's a great one. Understanding your personality is like having a user's manual for your own mind.
Which speaks directly to applying this knowledge, right?
Yeah.
It helps you navigate life more skillfully because you know the inherent biases, the default settings of your own system.
Exactly. And another key one for avoiding oversimplification. The big five traits are not categories into which people fit, but dimensions along which people vary.
So important. You aren't just an extrovert or just an introvert. You score somewhere on a spectrum for all five traits and really all 10 aspects.
It captures the nuance. And then there's the one that summarizes that functional balance we discussed.
The plasticity and stability one.
That's it. Paraphrasing the essence. The meta-trait of plasticity is the engine of exploration, driven by the dopaminergic system. Stability is the anchor of execution.
That really nails the core biological and functional framework in just a few words.
It does. And maybe one more related to theme two. Personality is not your destiny, but it is your starting point.
It emphasizes that foundation for growth and adaptation without making you feel trapped.
Right. It's empowering.
Okay, so let's pivot that deep knowledge into some immediate practical applications. Using that finer-grained 10-aspect model seems key here.
Definitely. It gives you much more specific leverage.
So for self-awareness and coping, let's say, you know, you score high in volatility. That aspect of neuroticism linked to anger, emotional reactivity.
Yeah.
You stop seeing it as just a personal failing, like, I have a bad temper. You see it as a known setting on your system. Your system runs hot, basically.
Right. It's a parameter.
And because you know that, you can proactively develop coping strategies. Mindfulness, maybe specific emotional regulation techniques, you work with the setting.
That's incredibly powerful. It shifts from self-blame to self-management.
And what about relationships?
Ooh, huge implications. The framework can drastically improve understanding and communication. Say your partner is low in orderliness.
Okay, maybe leaves clothes on the floor, forgets appointments sometimes.
Could be. Instead of interpreting that as deliberate disrespect or, you know, negligence, they don't care.
Which is easy to do.
Very easy. You can recognize, okay, this is a system preference for flexibility, for spontaneity, maybe a lower drive for structure. It removes the moral judgment.
and opens the door for actual negotiation about shared spaces or tasks, rather than just getting angry about their flaw.
Precisely. But think about work, about teams. For managers, this model is invaluable. You need those high openness individuals for innovation, for strategy. That's your plasticity engine.
Right.
But you absolutely must balance them with highly conscientious individuals, specifically those high in industriousness, the ones who will reliably follow through, manage the details, execute the plan. Your stability anchor.
So you build teams considering that balance of exploration and execution.
For maximum effectiveness, yes. The research suggests knowing these configurations allows for really targeted personal growth, too. If you know you're low in industriousness...
You don't just throw your hands up.
No, you don't try to become a completely different person overnight. You focus on specific behavioral systems, habits, structures designed to boost that effortful control to compensate for your natural setting.
That makes personal development feel much more achievable.
It does.
Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's your final big takeaway? What really stands out to you from DeYoung's work?
For me, it's that revolutionary shift you mentioned earlier, moving personality from just, you know, fuzzy description.
Horoscopes, almost.
Well, maybe not that bad, but still descriptive.
Yeah.
Moving it to a coherent, biologically grounded, explanatory science, linking things like ambition and exploration directly to dopamine and stability and focus to serotonin, that makes it so much more real and tangible.
It really grounds it. My lasting insight is similar, but maybe focused on the coherence of the model. We move past just labeling someone as, say, an extrovert.
Right.
And we can now understand the why behind human individuality, the underlying cybernetic machinery, the evolutionary logic, why these five systems were necessary to navigate the world and, crucially, pursue goals effectively. It just hangs together so well.
It really provides that deep explanatory why.
So, a final provocative thought for you, our listener. How would knowing your complete 10-aspect profile, your specific settings for assertiveness, enthusiasm, orderliness, volatility, and all the rest, how might that change the way you negotiate your next big life choice? Whether that's thinking about a career pivot or even just choosing a new hobby, something to reflect on. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by eCutra Foundation.